Blog Talk Radio.
More money, me more problems. What the fuck about you, nigga? More models, 100 bottles. I'm stunting on you, nigga. You taking your girl, me and my nigga. Go city, go city. Got him. A nigga like me. She really want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. She only want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. Only want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. She said she like a nigga like me. Hold up, hold up. She really want a nigga with some deep pockets. She really want a nigga that be stuntin'. She really want a nigga that'll take her to the club and buy bottles all night just for not for a nigga. You really can't afford her. I ride around a whip that's a Florida. She know I'm gon' spoil her. I'm a hood nigga, but she love it. I came from the bottom, but I been getting money off the band, though. I never leave the crib without a chopper. Good luck if a nigga try to rob her. Four chains on, I'll never tuck shit in. Fly ass nigga, all these hoes wanna fuck with. I'm higher than heaven. I'm higher than heaven, I'm blowing Jamaica. Lap pack shorty, I don't never smoke vapors. Stop cuffing that bitch for I take her.
More money, me more problems. Give a fuck about you niggas. More models, 100 bottles, I'm stunting on you niggas. We taking your girls, me and my niggas. Go figure, go figure. Got him.
A nigga like me, she really want a nigga like me. A nigga like me, she only want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. Only want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. Cause you like a nigga like me.
You fuck around and hate on me, I'ma take your bitch. Take your chain, nigga, take your shit. I ain't never ever been broke. Fucking with amigos, spending them pesos, bitch. Put your hands up, nigga, sit down. I box a nigga with these 6 rounds. I ain't gotta say 2 words, but when I pull up to the curb, you motherfuckers just get down.
Wanna talk about money? Nigga, look at these hundreds. I could do it by myself, no help. Nigga, who running? Look, Chuck Taylors make me run fast. Left hook, click, pow, that's a gun jab. And a nigga wanna smile when you laying down. See a nigga talking shit and ain't toe tag.
More money, me more problems. Give a fuck about you niggas. More models, 100 bottles. I'm stunting on you niggas. We taking your girls, me and my niggas. Go figure, go figure.
Got him.
A nigga like me. She really want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. She only want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. Only want a nigga like me.
What?
A nigga like me.
Shaggy.
A nigga like me.
Jimmy.
If you got a high nine teachers, you motherfuckers show sure gon' learn about me. Never low, yeah, I'm always high key. Yo, nine last time a nigga use his ID. Hallways real niggas in my background. 50 deep in the club, no pat down. Lacing up shoes cause we run it. And my hoes ain't running for nothing. Cause I am the man.
Man.
I am the man, I am the man. Your homie, he ran. You think it's a bed the way I would lie on the stand. For all of my fam. I done it already, I see you love me already. She feelin' all in the belly. It's money funny, it's scary. Milk with no dairy. Your boy get head bigger than Barry. Come on,
more money, me more problems. Give a fuck about you niggas. More models, 100 bottles. I'm stunting on you niggas. We taking your girls, me and my niggas. Go figure, go figure.
Got him.
A nigga like me. She really want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. She only want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. Only want a nigga like me. A nigga like me. She said she like a nigga like me.
Good morning and welcome to the Truth in the AM. This is Kiana D and Raven. Hi, what's up, Raven?
Good morning. Look, I wonder which one of us gonna be the first one late since we've been back. It was almost me. It was almost me. Look, I'm laying back, chilling, and you know how you hear that little message of ding? I said, oh my gosh. Oh my god. But no, I made it. I'm here, but I can't even enjoy Ratchet Monday with you, or even talking about Ratchet Monday, because I didn't watch anything last night. I was so tired. I had the longest day, so I can't even participate in the conversation.
Well,
but I'm curious,
you know, I don't
to know
really get
what
into,
happened with Caesar and Dunn.
You know, I really don't get into Love & Hip Hop preteen. That's what I call it, Love & Hip Hop preteen.
Oh, now, I don't watch that at all. And I don't watch that at all.
I do know that the guy that's supposed to be gay was supposed to tell the girl yesterday that he's been going with since high school that he's in a relationship with a man. That was supposed to happen last night.
Okay, hold on. Stop right there. Now, I did see, stop right there. I did see a clip of him with her, and I seen a clip with him and the dude. You can't, and see, this is what I mean by some of these women, you can't tell me you don't know. You can look at him and tell that he's gay. So I don't understand what the dilemma is or the life decision.
I don't either.
Like, you can look at him and tell clearly he is gay. And in those instances, I fought women. I fought women that want to be with a man so bad that they are willing to turn a blind eye to his sexuality. Then when they do find out, oh, my God, no, it's not oh, my God. All the signs were there. But he didn't. He don't need a sign. What is his name, Milan?
Milan.
Yeah.
Milan.
Yeah, he don't need a sign. He looked just like he said he is. And I'm not knocking him because it's to each his own, but don't bring nobody else into your mess. Just don't do that.
Girl. And as far as Black Ink, I had a long day yesterday, too. So sleep on Black Ink.
Okay.
I do know that Usher didn't get his vasectomy, though. I do remember watching that.
And he won't go on to do it. But, you know, I'm going to tell you for real, the only reason I don't even really care about nobody else this week because Steve's is going to leave with Duchess. And Walt and them, they just, I don't know what they're going to do. But really the only reason why I want to see this season finale one is Cassie. And I want to laugh because she go crazy. But just like she told him last week's episode, she told him, I don't want you to have a vasectomy because then you're going to get careless with sex and start having sex with everybody because you feel like you can because you can't get anybody pregnant. But I knew he wasn't going to do that. He just, that's his storyline. He had to have something to add to it.
That girl's crazy as heck, but she made a lot of sense last week. I will give it to her. But she
did
make a lot of sense.
She did, Kiana. She made so much sense. I think they wrote that in the script for her. I don't think Kathy came up with that on her own.
Damn.
Kathy ain't that smart. Kathy is not that smart at all to come up with that all on her own.
I thought she made a lot of sense because she said, I don't want your dick to fall off. And it probably would if he got a vasectomy. It probably would. And I know Sky said yesterday when she thought he had a vasectomy and she had the party for him, she said, hey, not only girls out here, you don't have to worry about getting pregnant, just chlamydia. I said, dang. I said, dang.
Okay,
no, I didn't really watch Ratchet TV.
Girl, I didn't see nothing yesterday. When I came home, I took a shower, and that was ball game. I was tired. And you know what? That's signs that you're getting older. That signs right there that you're getting older that when you can come home and not even turn the TV on, yeah, you're getting older. You're getting older. But yesterday, and I'm going to see if I can find it, but we were talking about Raven Simone and her comments about the ghetto names. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Well, you know, she issued out a statement of her own yesterday, and I want to be able, I had meant to highlight it so that I could read it, but basically, I guess she's just saying that what she said was taken out of context and that she wouldn't really not hire someone with a quote-unquote ghetto name. But she just wanted to bring attention to it or something like that. I'm going to find it before the end of this show and read it. But that's another thing. It seemed like somebody wrote for her because they, you know, just like you, Kiana, she's about to just get kicked out of the Black community. Matter of fact, I seen an open letter to white people. It said, Dear white people, Y'all can have Raven. Y'all can have Raven Simone. And we'll take Rachel. What is her name? What's the white name?
Rachel.
Dolez, or start with a D or something.
I can't remember her name. I can't even remember her name, but I know it's Rachel.
She was like, but the letter was, y'all can have her. Give us that white woman, because she got more black in her than Raven or Simone does.
Damn.
And that just cracked my side.
That just broke my face, because that's really true. She did. She did. She did. Sorry, I just seen a post on Facebook that I just looked at and rolled my eyes, child.
What? Share. This is the truth be told.
I was just looking at a post of a nigga talking a whole bunch of shit that ain't nobody trying to hear, because you whack and you fake, so just, girl. It wasn't directed towards me, but, girl. I can't. I'm going to tell you why I can't. I can't, because I can't stand no nigga that act like they bleed more than me. I can't stand that. That's a pet peeve of mine. Boss up, nigga.
Well, I will say this. Now, and not talking about nobody in particular, but, Tiana, it's a lot of that going on these days.
Yes, it is.
People talk about how women are so emotionally driven and how we can't get over ourselves because we can't get past our feelings and stuff like that. Well, I don't know what's shifted in the universe, but, I mean, I'm trying to think of a nice but polite way to say, but it's almost like the roles are reversing. Seriously, it's almost like the roles are reversing. You have more women out here. You have more women out here now today than ever that are go-getters, that are single parents, that are just really kind of doing it for themselves, because it's like, no, for real though, what I need a man for? And I don't say that with a light heart, because of course if you somebody that wants to get married or procreate or something like that, yeah, you do, but not necessarily you need a man for that or whatever. But heterosexual women that are choosing to be single, because that is just not worth it. It's just easier to be single. It's less headache. Yeah, I know everybody wants to be in a meaningful relationship, but you have more women now opting to not be by choice because other stuff that you gotta deal with some men nowadays. And listen, I was yesterday, because this is why I was so tired. I was helping my sister out at her shop yesterday. She does hair, so you know I go in there and do what I call catching. You know, I watch some hair for her, help her out, or help one of the other stylists out in there. And I just do that for her when she gets really backed up and she has more appointments booked in one day than she probably should have. But anyway, yesterday we were talking about relationships and everything. And the older women in there actually that she was braiding her hair. And she said, you know what, let me tell y'all something. My husband is 53 years old. And it doesn't get older. And it doesn't, not that it doesn't get older, it doesn't change. They don't change. They are good. Men are going to be babies to the day they die.
Right.
That's what she said. They're going to be babies to the day that they die. Not saying that some men don't have, you know, the old-fashioned, traditional men qualities that you would like for men to have, but you got a lot of men out here that just really want to just, I ain't going to say be with their mothers, but just really... I don't know what to say no more. My best friend called them Mitches. That's what she called them. Mitches.
You know what? I don't even call them Mitches no more. I used to. I just call them flat out bitches. Because, oh my God. I can't stand no whining ass man. I really can't. That's just ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I don't want to see no man whine and cry and complain all the time. Go get a job. Go do something.
Do you hear
that? Occupy your time. Do I hear what?
Hear that? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if it's my line. I don't know. I keep hearing some static somewhere. It could be. Oh, and that's another thing. I got, girl, I'm so sick of T-Mobile. And people talk about Boost, and they talk about Cricket, and they talk about some of these other, whatchamacallit. Maybe it's me. I think maybe it's because I'm on speaker. Hold on. Let me take it off. No, I still hear it. But
I don't hear it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going crazy, Kiana. Maybe it's a ghost on the line. Because I lost my whole daggone train of thought. I'm so sorry.
You were talking about Boost and Cricket and T-Mobile. And
oh, yeah. So my daughter, she wanted one of those I don't even know what number they on, 4, 5, 6. I don't know. But
6.
She wanted one. So she said, "Mom, come on and get on a plan with me at T-Mobile." So I'm like, okay. Girl, I have more drop calls. You know, some days I could be sitting down and I have about 20 texts that are coming in at one time that I didn't get from whoever texted me at the time. Yes. And when I first got with them, you know, and I had this issue, they sent me a router for the house. And that worked for a little while, but yeah, they still dropping, and I'm still
okay,
not getting.
Okay, so what if I ain't at the house? I gotta carry this router with me everywhere I go. How does that work?
You would think. I don't know. It's supposed to be some sort of cell tower or something like that, but.
That's
why I say sometimes more is not best.
No,
Kiana, that's you.
I can't hear it.
That's you moving. What are you doing? Is you building a house?
I just got up. No, I wasn't up, but I literally just got up.
I'm going to call them. They're going to give me some more money back. I saw it. They're going to give me some kind of credit. Oh, okay, here it is. I found it. This is whatchamacallit, Raven Simone. She said, first of all, she apologized and said, "I'm very discriminatory against words like the ones that were being said about those names. I'm not about to hire you if your name is Watermelon Drew." That's what she said that got her in some hot water.
Yeah.
She
issued an apology.
Her open
you know that, right?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. Dang it, and I thought I had brought it up. Okay, she said, "My comment was in poor taste. My lack of empathy towards name discrimination was uncalled for," she said. And I just want to know who told her that you had to come back and apologize. She said, "My comments and discrimination have spun out of control. I'd like to begin by saying that I'm not attacking a specific race, but repeating a name that was said in a viral video which has received over 2 million likes. I have been denied many jobs because of my skin color, body size, and age. Each time I was rejected, my self-esteem was negatively affected, so I empathize with those who feel victimized by what I said. We would hope that when it comes to hiring, our names, but you said that, though, our names, our physical appearances, sexual orientation, age would never outweigh our qualifications, but oftentimes they do. That was the truth, and it sucks. But I should not be a part of the problem. I should be a part of the solution. As an equal opportunity employer, I have never discriminated against a name, even though I said I would." "It's not true. My comment was in poor taste. My lack of empathy towards name discrimination was uncalled for. I would also like to say that on Friday, my account was hacked. Those are not my words." Damn lie. Those were your words. But this is the thing with me. I feel like when you say things and you put yourself out there like that, just own your stuff. That's what I like about Nene, because she be like, "I said what I said." But yeah, just own your stuff. You said it. You said it.
And I don't even think that was an apology. Not once did she ever say she was sorry or anything. Not one did she ever say, "I'm sorry, I apologize." In that letter at all, because I read the letter.
Yeah.
Never once.
Never once did she. I think her sister wrote that for her.
Girl, bye. You ain't Olivia Pope. Well, you should have somebody better fix it. I don't think she apologized.
I think her fixer wrote her whole speech. That's what I think.
And she told a lie in the speech too. You said on national TV you ain't hiring nobody with a name like that. And so what? You haven't done it. And you said, and I haven't done it. That's because you ain't had nobody come across you with a name that you did, that you thought was too. Now, what you're saying, because you said you will. On national TV, you stood up and said you will. To be exact, you stood up and said, hey, you got up out your seat and said you will. All that's saying is that you haven't done it yet.
Pray for the baby. That's all you can do. She's a little delusional. And
because,
Because that's what she looked like with that hairdo, Toucan Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she
don't know any better.
Mm mm mm.
Yeah. Pray for her. She don't know no better. You don't know anybody. Oh, and yesterday before
and
we
I think,
were.
I think the only reason why she released that is because her dad said she say stupid shit. I think that's the only reason why she released that. Her dad wouldn't have said nothing. She wouldn't have said nothing.
Well, her dad did say that. He did. He said she said some stupid shit. But that's his baby, so he still love her, which is nobody's asking him not to, but put her in time out somewhere just for a little while.
Yeah, because you know what I just heard yesterday? I had no idea she said this. I said, oh, she should have been slapped. For real. I didn't know that somebody had made a reference to Michelle Obama looking like the monkey from the Planet of the Apes. I have to find a clip and send it to you from The View. And she said,
some people
do look like animals.
Look
but she
like
just
animals.
So happen to look like girl.
I do remember that. I still
found that out.
Oh no, this was either earlier this year. Yeah, because she ain't been on The View that long. So yeah, I remember her saying that. And I just think it's not even so much that she's just unconsciously saying things. I think that she wants to draw up controversy. I think that's what she thinks is going to keep her in front of that camera on The View, because she has differences of opinions with everyone else. Because, I don't know, maybe she sees that as the formula. You know, everybody else that was up there before that pretty much aren't there now had challenging spirits, like Elizabeth. I couldn't stand her. I could not stand her. But, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, but like I said yesterday, Whoopi is Whoopi. You can't do what she does. You know, she kind of wore her crown for a minute to give her a little bit of leg up over you to say what it is she's going to say. Raven is just still young, and I don't think she knows who she is as a woman yet. I mean, she does identify with being a lesbian, so she says, but I just don't think she has really found herself, because some of the things she says just make her sound like she's just lost.
And don't call her a lesbian. She has said that too, because she's not, like, don't label her as a lesbian.
Oh no,
she has said
but
that
what is
too.
That?
Yeah, no, don't label her as, she's not a lesbian. She just free love.
Okay, well, let her have that then. If that's what she wanna, if she don't wanna be
tied
up,
what Bill Cosby don't pit in your drink?
Don't do that. I'm so still Team Bill. I'm so still Team Bill, and I'm just so sick of people. Good morning. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. That's I'm gonna get back to that in just one moment. That's up with us early this morning on a Tuesday, but I'm so sick.
On a Tuesday.
I'm so sick of them messing with Bill Cosby. I don't know what to do. Leave that damn man alone. Because really, basically, what this really all boils down to is that he was getting ready to start his own network using his own money, because, yes, he can do that. And this is just white America telling him that. I think just about every last one, some of them I think are just bandwagon jumpers. There, I got it out. And the other ones, I'm so sick that I think that they're being paid by someone. I think they're being coerced to do a lot and say a lot of this mess that they're saying. Because first of all, my thing is, if you were that damn drugged up, and don't misunderstand it, because I'm all about women. I'm all for women. And I think we need to, you know, especially black women, we need to change our viewpoint of each other. But I'm also, like Ayala will say, I call a thing a thing. If you were so high and so drugged, then how do you remember so damn much? That's number one. That's number one. And just like now, if you were to go partying or clubbing or whatever, private parties or whatever, and you got your party favors there, really for real, the drug of choice nowadays is, you know, cocaine. Some people see that as the party drug. Oh, I don't have to do it every day. I could just do it, you know, when I'm partying or whatever. But and ecstasy and some other things. I feel like Quaaludes was the party favorite drug of that time. And it was not uncommon for a lot of people to have them. It just wasn't. And I think a lot of them, like, just knowingly, because some of the other ones would be like, well, I heard this about him and I heard that about him. Okay, but why would you go around him? Why would you give him the opportunity to spike your drink? Do I think Bill Cosby slept with a lot of these women? Yes, I do. But I think a lot of it was consensual, too. And I'm not taking up for him just because he is Bill Cosby, but it just doesn't sound right to me. It just really doesn't. And I think that they have definitely achieved what they set out to do, and that was to tarnish his, not just his reputation, but his legacy forever. You know, they're going to mess around and cause that man to have a daggone heart attack. So,
you know, his past is going to make him have a heart attack. that's what's going to make him have a heart attack. That's what's going to make him have a heart attack. You really don't think he took anybody pudding cups?
I can't stand you.
Look, if you can see my face sitting over here, I'm doing a Bill Cosby face, shaking back and forth. You don't think he really took anybody's feet up?
I cannot stand you. Good morning, Tanya. She said, I almost missed this. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Tanya, did he take anybody pudding pops?
You go back up off Bill. Back up off Bill. Leave Bill alone. Bill ain't did nothing. Malcolm did an interview recently talking about that, and he just basically said it was just a bad situation all the way around for everyone. And I'm saying to myself, yeah, you right, because they done cut y'all coins off too. I don't think it's only one show. I don't even see it on Centric anymore. I don't see the Cosby Show on Centric anymore.
No. I think after he came out with that last statement saying that he, you know, he was guilty of giving somebody some kind of pills or something, I think after that, they took him off the air. Because he admitted to giving somebody pills or something.
But I think, I can't stand you over, oh God, I'm going to get you. I think what people are taking out of context is that he did admit to giving it to them, but that's because they asked. Like I said, that was the party favor of that time. They asked for that. You know, it would be no different in them saying to him, you got anything to smoke? And he'd be like, no, but I got these so-and-so. But let me get one. I think that's just how a lot of that went. I can't see this stuff happening to these women back to back, and nothing legally. I don't, above anything, I don't care how much money you get. Bill Cosby is still a black man. They killed Emmett Till because they claimed he whistled at a white woman. So if you have a white woman or a series of women that are white that take themselves to the police and talk about this big old black man that's then drugged them and raped them, he would have never saw daylight again. I don't care who he is. He just would have never, you know, he would have been in trouble. That's why I just, it's something shaky about the whole thing. It just is. Like I said, I'm not denying. I do believe that he engaged with a lot of these women, but I don't think it went down like they're trying to make it seem like it did. I just don't.
Can I say something?
I don't know.
You know what I'm wondering?
Can. This is the truth, be so.
Don't smack me through the phone, but I'm just wondering.
Uh-oh, she about to do some stars.
Since he was taking women's pudding pops, wonder if he ever accidentally took a man's pudding cup.
Well, you know what? I seen a meme. You know, what's the little chubby guy from Fashion? The two guys from, you know, Lawrence. What's the other one? Stevie?
Yeah.
Not Stevie J.
Derrick J.
Derrick J. Girl, I seen a meme of him that said, Bill Cosby drugged me too. That's just how I feel about everybody coming out the woodwork, man. That's
no, he didn't put a meme up to say Bill Cosby drugged me too.
Girl, somebody put a meme up of him having him looking all sexy with the off the shoulder blouse and a tank top on underneath of it and face beat to the guards. Yes, it said Bill Cosby drugged me too. Yes,
okay, I can imagine him sitting there, but I can't imagine him sitting there dressed looking all sexy because no matter what he put on, it always be so tight that he looked like a stuffed pork chop. Derrick always looked like a sus sports talk to me, like he squeezes himself into everything. And speaking of him, you know Miss Lawrence left the show.
I didn't
you know
get all
left.
Of it. I heard. Well, you know, I heard the show just got canceled, period. But
No. Miss Lawrence left Housewives.
What you mean Housewives?
He's no longer going to be a recurring guest on Atlanta Housewives.
Well, he ain't no damn housewife. No way. Just like Kenya.
He said because he got tired of they were trying to play him as the token gay guy. I'm like, you are the token gay guy.
Yeah, but... Yeah, he probably did for the
He got on Empire and got to hum a few notes, and now he think he the shit and don't want to, and that he don't need housewives. You need the housewives check. Boy, sit down somewhere.
Well, I don't know because you know they got a nice built up clientele. Here in the ACL, and I heard to even sit down in either one of their chairs, especially if you get in the sew-in, you be prepared to, you know, be spending $500 off top.
Well, shit, yeah. No wonder the lady sued for her hair, that he switched.
Oh,
she's
I
paying $500 to sit in his chair. Shoot. But can they really do some hair? That's the thing. I would love to see them really do some hair. Because I don't call that what they do on Atlanta Housewives, doing some hair, because a lot of times that stuff is already prepped when they get there. You know, he's making wigs. And I want to know, can they do some hair?
I've seen Derrick's work. But, you know, Derrick has been up there for a minute, even when he was introduced as Kim's hairstylist. So... I haven't really seen them do anything from beginning to end because the show just wouldn't air it that way. But I remember when he used to, you know, do her wigs and all of that stuff. I don't know. I haven't seen them do a hairstyle from the beginning all the way to the end. But they popping, though.
Yeah, they popping.
I ain't
got
to go sit in
their
chair.
Yeah.
I ain't going to go sit in their chair for no $500. I don't give a hell who they is. I'll go in there to,
I know that's
to,
right.
To, you know, catch the tea with them or, you know, just go in there just to meet them or, you know, because I love my mans. I love my jujus. But, sit down for $500.
Right.
I can't. I got to be really, really going somewhere. And I mean going somewhere. I'm about to be on, I got to be going to the White House or something like that. I'm going to be on national TV, so I got to be right to spend that kind of money on a damn hairstyle.
Because you can go into Watermelon Nisha's kitchen and get the same hairdo. the Watermelon Nisha that Raven didn't hire, that's probably what doing hair and that stuff is in her kitchen.
Wait a minute. This is what I want to know. Why the hell can you say that name? When I first read the comments or that tweet from when they started tweeting it, and I was like, what the hell does the water conjure do? What is her damn name?
Watermelon Nisha. I think that's what she said. Watermelon Nisha. I heard it. I watched the clip and seen it. You know, she's probably in her kitchen doing sew-ins now because somebody wouldn't give her a job. But
you know what, for real, though? I'm telling you, out in the hood, you got the best hairdressers out there, girl.
You got the best hairdressers
because they do each other's hair and things of that nature so that they can save some coins. And you can go and get dolled the hair up right out of somebody's kitchen.
That's why I say you can go to Watermelon Nisha's and get the same hair done. I mean, I'm just saying.
It sounds like you said Watermelon Nisha.
Now, Watermelon Nisha.
Watermelon Nisha. Oh, that's what it is, Watermelon Nisha. Girl,
but now that we on since we're talking about the housewives, I am curious to know, what do you think? How do you think Mama Joyce is going to treat this baby?
Oh, I think that when it comes to the baby, unless the only thing I got her saying crazy about the baby is something like, well, you know, because, you know, she was forever saying Ty had a big head. Like, how do you put two people with a big head and short together? When she was fussing at Phaedra, but the kids have always seemed to be off limits, you know. Even when, was it that ski trip they went on? Or something? I'm thinking it was that ski trip show, Meet the Tuckers, or whatever that was called. She kind of, she was like actually really being nice to Ty's daughter. I forgot her name.
Probably because all the flack that she got from being so mean to her at the wedding, on the wedding show.
What did she do?
Oh, they were sitting in the room. It was Candy, Mama Joyce, Riley, and I can't even think of her name. Kayla, that's her name. We were sitting in the room, and, you know, she's like, Candy, like, my girls. The mama, like, you only got one daughter. You don't have to. And the girl's sitting right there.
No, she didn't. Mama Joyce, in defense of her, because, you know, I always try to play devil's advocate for somebody because you just want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But she said that a lot of that stuff, I wouldn't say that she just said to be saying, but she said, you know, everybody's complaining about me and how I treat Todd. And all. She said, but Candy is the one that did not have a storyline. And they insisted that she come back to the show because she said she didn't have to get on national TV and say how she felt about Todd because she told him how she felt about him. So, and then really for real, as a mother, even though I think her choice of words at times were probably not the best ones, but I think, in a sense, that we all could probably be a little overprotective, especially of our daughters, when people come around that we deem as opportunists. And it was something about Todd. And I didn't see this before. I didn't see it like this before. But this is the way I sit down. It was something about Todd as a mother. At one time, I thought it was just, she was worried about him taking all candy money, because like, she did say that one time. If I was to choke on a chicken bone, I want to know and be comfortable that he can't come around here and put me out of my house. But I think with her, it was also more so that she called herself protecting her daughter.
No, she's protecting her pocket, because she says she has to live in the manner that she's accustomed to. She's protecting her pockets.
Okay.
I honestly think Candy needs to tell her should have been told her to shut up and sit down and mind her own business. I mean, I understand that's your mother, and you don't even have to say it like that. You don't even have to say it like that. But at some point, at some point, you,
yeah.
your mom needs to stay out your business. And
nah,
she's
she never,
never satisfied. She's never satisfied. The mom. How can I give you a house?
I know. Did you,
you
see how
that
she...
doesn't make any. That is just ugh. That don't make any sense.
Tanya said she's gonna put you in timeout. I know, right, Tanya?
Girl, I seen
I
that.
Mean, she just tripping this morning,
that.
Talking about some I can't even pronounce the daggone girl named Willa Dramina.
Watermelon Andra. Tanya said they ain't even. I'm putting it's not on TV at all. Everybody's dropping his name, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, yeah, and it's sad too. It's sad, but this is what I meant to tell you yesterday, and I said no, we'll save it for the show tomorrow because I know you know it could be a little drawn out, especially when you open up this subject. And I'm talking about Michael Jordan, and I can't think of that man name. I'm gonna just say Starberry because I remember that's where his shoes are, Starberry. So he basically
Stephon Marbury. Stephon Marbury.
Yeah, Stephon Marbury.
Stephon Marbury.
That's him. I couldn't think of his name to say my. I know his wife better than I know him. But he had tweeted out, and that's only because of the show that she was on. But he had tweeted out maybe one day last week, or it's been a week or so since I think the little stir. I can't really say it was no controversy because a lot of people still like I still ain't go buy his damn $15 shoes. But basically, he was throwing Michael Jordan under the bus, talking about how much money it costs to even make his shoe, and that his Starberries and Jordans were basically made in the same factory and cost the same as far as to be made.
Wow.
Anywhere between $5 and $10. That's what he said. And he said that for years, Michael Jordan has been robbing black people, and he don't care about anything that's going on as far as people getting killed behind his shoes and all of that stuff. And you know me, even though I do, you can't tell people what to spend their money on. That's number one. I know what I'm not going to do. I know I'm not going to spend my money on no damn shoes, 200 on up, or even 100 on up, depending on what it was. Not no damn Jordans, though. I'm sorry. But with that being said, I think that people should not come at Michael Jordan like that about what's going on behind his shoes because really, for real, can we really hold him accountable for that? He made a shoe, he put a price on it, and people pay for it. People get in line for days to pay for those shoes.
That's true.
So is that his fault? That's my question. Is that really his fault?
I don't think it's his fault. But damn, I think it is kind of much. If it's only costing you $10 or $15 to make these shoes, and for you to turn around and sell them for $200 plus,
not even $10. He said between
$5 and $10. That should be against the law. That's considered price. To me, that's considered
price gouging.
To me, that's price gouging. Yes. Price gouging.
Okay.
Gouging.
So what about
I don't wear tennis shoes.
Right. Well, would you pay that much money for a pair of Jordans for one of your kids?
Yes, I would. But I didn't know they was that cheap to make either. But that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a little bit much. I mean, come on now. If the shoes only cost less than $10 a make, you could sell them for $99, and I probably wouldn't be as mad as $250. But I would probably say sell them for $50-$60. Come on now. You'll sell more,
but
honestly.
That's the
At $50-$60 or more, you'll sell more. Because Walla Milanisha will be able to buy all five of her kids a pair at $50 versus $250.
You know, even still, he made all of that rah-rah noise that got him trending on Twitter for maybe a day or two, and I'm talking about Starberry. You still have people that are going to bypass his $15 shoes and go straight for those Jordans. Not so much because one looks better or whatever. It's the name.
Because they're Jordans.
It's the actual, yeah, it's the brand they're paying for. And they not, them kids are not going to have no understanding, because you know how kids are when it comes to joking each other and all of that stuff. But
yeah,
they're not going to be like, okay, well, I don't want the Jordans. I want the Starbursts. Give me 5 pair of them because they only $15. Nowadays, this generation, I'm talking about the younger, the 18 to 25 demographic, they are so starstruck. And they, you know, for them to be able to, social media makes it possible for them to follow every single thing their favorite star is doing. And I don't care who it is, if that is the trend or if that's what's popping at the time, that's just what they're going to do. And I'm sorry, but Amari, Stefan. Stefan, his shoes just not gonna just do that. I can't see nobody just, even if they were free, saying I'm gonna wear these Starberries over a pair of Air Jordans. That's their mind.
I remember his shoes. I remember his shoes too. Stefan Marbury. They were sold in the store here called Stephen Berry's, where nothing in the store was over $15.
Oh,
I remember his shoes. Every coat, shoes, pants, nothing was over $15. I remember his shoes.
Now, I've seen some of his Stefan shoes, and although I do feel like Jordans are ridiculously priced, but some of his shoes are like really, really, really cute. And Amari, why do I want to keep calling him Amari? Stefan, his shoes, they just, they just look like big clunkers to me. I don't want to talk about that man's shoe. But they're not appealing. I wouldn't buy them. And that's, to me, just because that's just how they're made. I wouldn't buy them. I wouldn't buy them at all. Mm-mm. But I know Michael Jordan was somewhere sitting like, man, for real? Like, you trying to throw me under the bus?
He don't care. Yeah. You know, he just sued somebody and won a couple of weeks ago. He don't care. You know, he sued a grocery store for using his image.
Who?
He sued Michael Jordan.
Using his image
he
for what?
He sued a grocery store on their flyer. They used a picture, like the shadow of him in the air with the ball on the picture. There's something about his shot. They used one of his images on the flyer. I have to pull it up and send you the link. And he sued them for like $200 million. It was something really crazy. He said, I get a minimum of $150 million for you to use my name. He just sued a grocery store thing.
Really, though, doesn't he have a point? Didn't he work hard to build his name and his brand up? And if you want to use it, just like some people, there used to be a big debate about using the Happy Birthday song. People felt like the people that wrote it should get something every time someone uses it in a movie or a TV show or whatever. But now Happy Birthday. Did you know the Happy Birthday song has been declared public domain? But
are you serious?
Yeah, that's his. Yes, yes, because it was so many different lawsuits in court behind the song with the songwriters, and then not only just the songwriters, it's just the songwriters' kids, generation after generation. You know, they feel like that is a song that was written by our family member, and we should be compensated every time it's used. But no, now it's public domain. But now it's public domain. Happy Birthday. The Happy Birthday song is not. I wonder who Googled that, because you know you'll find some stuff out quick. I wonder who wrote the Happy Birthday song. But Tanya says that if, I know, if there was no one buying his shoes, then he wouldn't sell them. And the most that she paid for her son's shoes is $120, and she'd be crying about that. I'd be crying too. Now, I'm not going to add her. I've never bought a pair. I did maybe when my kids were younger, but, you know, even though it's a lot of money for their size shoe, you know, the kids' shoes don't cost as much as the adult shoes.
Right.
But I've never paid over maybe $80 for a pair of shoes for either one of my kids. And really, honestly, that was after I got some sense about myself. Like, for real, you really buying these? You know, these kids, they at the time, they were too young to appreciate the value of it. So walking in some dirt or some water or some mud was like nothing to them because they just being kids. I think that it's more parents that put stuff on these kids. And I ain't talking about just little kids, but the teenagers, because I have this one Facebook friend, and I swear I don't know her, never met her, but we're from the same hometown, and we have so many friends in common that I'm pretty sure we may have crossed paths some kind of way. But she has two boys, and I think the oldest one is like 14, and the three-year-old is, oh, I'm about to say, and the three-year-old is three. I need some coffee, and I only drink coffee like that. But getting to my point, that damn three-year-old, she dresses him like a grown-ass man. That little boy be wearing necklaces. He got earrings in both ears. All of his clothes, I mean, they're very nice. She keeps them styled up, but he looks like a three-year-old old man because that's just how she dresses him. And we're not even going to talk about the oldest son. You know, every morning when he goes to school, she takes three pictures of him and put them side by side and make a caption because something that day he has on new. And I'm looking at her one day, and this is what I said. Oh, my God. She is in love with her son. And I don't mean that in a sexually charged way, but she's taking her sons and turned them into her man, what kind of man she wants to have and how she wants him to dress, how she wants him to look. That's what I got from that. Like, you single, and so you're going to make up for it in your boys. But to me, kids, especially that young at that age, they don't know the value of anything. So I could see him. He probably, saying all of that, my point is this. I bet you he's not allowed to go outside and play and run around and get dirty and all of that stuff because she spent so much damn money on his clothes. And she probably wouldn't even let him out of the house. I could see him in the house sitting down beside her and her saying something like, you better not move because you better not get dirty or you better not wrinkle up your clothes. And I'm just seeing a lot more of that going on nowadays. For real. So serious. But, yeah, Michael Jordan will forever and always have money. Michael Jordan's kids, matter of fact, grandkids, great-grandkids.
Juanita Jordan going to always have money. She the real MVP, baby.
She was the one born without the prenup. Exactly. I was like, she was the first spokeswoman for that. But Ivana Trump was. What is her name? Ivanka?
Ivanka.
Which one is the mom and the daughter? Okay. Yeah, she was the one that had everybody running around hollering, we want prenup, because she dug into Donald. You know what the scary thing, I was about to say his name. Is this fool really may mess around and become the damn next president of this damn country?
I said the same thing, Razor.
Taking him seriously. I'm going to tell you, at first when I heard he was running, I'm like, yeah, ha-ha, kiki, that's funny. But then when I started to see him go around to his rallies, and I started to see not only black people showing up there to support him, not only the numbers, but as much shit as he didn't talk about Latino people, they out there cheering for him too. And I'm like, everybody laughing, talking about Donald ain't going to win. Why not? Ronald Reagan won, and he didn't have a background in politics. He had, I can't say if he had been in the military or not, but Ronald Reagan won because of who Ronald Reagan was in his era. That's why he won and got in office and then started that war on drugs and mess and locked all of these damn gonna block black people up over the years. What do you think about Obama letting out 6,000 I think they had to be nonviolent, but it was locked up for drug charges. Yeah,
I think it's dope. I'm going to tell you why, because I do not understand how a drug dealer can get more than a murderer, can get more than a rapist.
A rapist.
I think it's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or somebody, or a drunk driver that kills somebody. I just don't get it.
I just don't get it.
So
I was reading a blog. Go ahead.
I'm hoping that a friend of mine get end up qualifying up under that, because Reagan, he didn't even sell crack cocaine or heroin or nothing like that. He sold weed, and they gave him 25 years for weed. For weed.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little bit harsh.
Harsh. That's excessive. So, yeah, but I was reading a blog about that, and, you know, I guess in a sense people could look at it any kind, either way, but the blog writer has said that letting them out early, it kind of sends a mixed message to criminals about things, you know, about them being able to get out early just because it's a nonviolent crime. But if that's what the laws were in place, they felt like the people that were arrested for whatever they were arrested for and gotten how much ever time they got, that they should be held accountable to do that time and see it through. Because what does that say to somebody else that, okay, I can get in trouble, be sentenced to whatever they're going to give me in prison or jail, and end up getting out early because of prison reform or, you know, what have you. So I guess looking at it, you can see it from both sides. But this is my thing, and it always been this. People will say stuff like that until it's their family member.
Yeah. And not only that, Raven, think about it. In L.A., all these stars and stuff that get sentenced to jail, you get these months and years, y'all end up letting them out 2 days later because it's overcrowded. What's the difference? I mean, for real.
Yeah, that's true. But that's...
You always see them on TV. Well, they were supposed to do a year, but it was overcrowded, so they did 5 days.
But that's
socioeconomic
stature. That's what that is, socioeconomic stature. Like, look how many times that judge told Lindsay Lohan, now look, if you don't XYZ,
yes.
And she still did what the hell she wanted to anyway.
Yes.
And then I think, you know, the judge just began to take it personally. Like, okay, now you really messing with me. Now I really got to do something because all eyes are on me. So go sit down for these 3 days. And I think she didn't even end up showing up for that.
Mm-hmm. My comment to that is free OJ.
Girl, you know that man killed them people. You know that man killed those. I know how the game goes.
Denzel Washington, it ain't what you know, it's what you can prove. And the glove did not fit, so you must have quit.
Do you know, I had wrote a paper, I think I told you that, I had wrote my daughter's paper for her, I don't know, it might have been her midterm, I'm not sure, but they had to pick certain case. It was her forensic science class, that's what it was for. And I wrote her paper, and it was titled The State of California versus Orenthal J. Simpson. And the aspect or the angle that I went with that was, because it was for forensic science, was to talk about all of the evidence that was gathered during that whole investigation. And one of the things, well, not one of the things, this is why OJ got off, and you could not deny him getting off for this, because they mishandled, so not even just so much the whole glove thing in that theory, because that was genius of Johnny Cochran. Let's put this on, and let's put that glove up, because he had to have known that because it was wet and raining and out all of that night, that glove was compromised. It was going to be some shrinkage. It wasn't properly stored right. They had evidence all over the country. They had evidence, I lost my train of thought for a second. But they had evidence that was supposed to be sent to different laboratories in different areas that just was mishandled. So saying all that to say, even if it hadn't been the glove that got him off, some of that other forensic evidence that was mishandled improperly, that would have gotten him. Science would have gotten him off. No, science is what got him off, in a sense. But needless to say, he killed those people.
Honestly, I don't think he did it with his bare hands. I'm going to tell you what I said in my group. I don't think he did it with his bare hands, but I do honestly believe he has blood on his hands.
That someone was hired to do so?
Yeah. I think he had it done. I don't think the blood was, I don't think he actually did it with his hands, but I definitely think his blood on his hands. I definitely do. But hey, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. And I really think it's messed up the way they put him in prison like that for this other stuff for the rest of his life. I think he's really in prison for the rest of his life for this murder. That's what he's
exactly.
in prison for.
That's why he's in prison. That is why O.J. Simpson is in prison right now, because they're like, okay, well, we couldn't get you on that, but we're going to get you on this. And he only got 16 years, right?
No, I think he got something like, he'll never be out alive. O.J.'s going to be in jail for the rest of his life. OJ's going to be in jail for the rest of his life.
I thought he only got 16 years.
No, let me look it up. But no, he's. I don't think OJ will ever see light again. And I really think it's messed up that they took all his memorabilia. And I think if he was found not guilty, I don't think, how do you find me not guilty, but I'm still paying because y'all said I owe, because y'all think I did it. If you're found not guilty in a criminal, the civil should be judged against you.
He had $33 million that he had to pay out to those families. So I believe
but
he owes the debt. Everything needed to be for the civil case.
But why? Well, that's what I'm saying. Why is there even a civil case if I'm found not guilty? Why am I paying y'all?
Because that's just the way the law is.
Yeah,
you know, they couldn't get him on criminal.
They couldn't get him
on criminal charges. So now we're going to sue him, and so that goes for any trophies he's ever had. Anything of value must go because they want their coins. They'll never smell $33 million, but his books and anything else that he's making any kind of money off of, he'll never see that money.
He got 33 years.
He'll never see that money. 33 years? Yeah, that was.
He got 33
years. They gave him a year for all of the millions that he owed.
Parole in 2017, but they're not going to give it to him. And he's been in there since 2008. They're not going to give him no parole. I watched the special last week. Did you watch the special 20 years after the verdict?
No, I forgot all about it, that it was coming on, but I'm pretty sure it'll be on again.
It was good. Everybody on there, I kind of thought it was crazy that everybody on there, when they was asked, do they think he did it? Everybody but two people said, yeah, he either did it or had something to do with it. Everybody but, like, two people. And one of the two people was Star Jones that said she don't believe he did it.
She said she didn't?
She said she don't believe it.
Well, Star could be probably looking,
She's a lawyer. She made up a lot of good points. Why would he stand out there and stab them people like that? And he owned plenty of guns with silencers. He could have just walked up, popped them, and kept them moving.
I'm sorry. I think what happened was he attacked Kiana. I'm about to go absolutely crazy. It has to be my phone then, because I hear this loud staticky noise. And
I don't hear it.
I do. Oh my God, it's calling on the line. Somebody press one. We ain't gotta bring you on, but press something, cause this making me feel like I'm crazy. And then you know what? If this is my phone, it goes back to T-Mobile today because I'm just so over it. I'm so sick of their issues. But OJ killed the damn people. I believe that he got Nicole first, and Ron tried to help her, and he ended up getting caught up in the mix.
Well, see, I would go the other way. I think if he did do it, he killed Ron first because he did with his because he like, what you doing with my woman? Killed Ron first, and Nicole tried to help. He killed her last. I think he killed Ron first.
And that could be. But the fact remains, he did it. OJ did it. He did it. I wonder if his kids go visit him.
I wonder if his kids visit him in jail.
I don't know. Because that is like, how do you, but they were so young when everything happened. And it's not like he lost custody or anything like that of them. So that he was still in their lives. But that's, now from the kids' standpoint, that's a hard pill to swallow. Daddy accused of killing their mama. And then the daddy in jail for the rest of their life. But not to switch gears, but then again, to switch gears because, man, it's already after 7 o'clock, Kiana. I tell you, if nothing else, both of us got the gift of gab because we definitely can go, and time flies by. But so I hear that there is a Soul Food 2 in the making with all of the original cast, Vivica Fox, Vanessa Williams, just the original cast, except Big Mama, of course, because, you know, she passed. And the debate on the radio show, I can't even remember which one I heard it on. Might have been Ricky Smiley, but at any rate, the debate is that was a good movie. It could be deemed as a classic black movie because it was about family, you know, even though it was a trifle of stuff that went on. You know, it didn't have a whole bunch of naked women running around and people killing each other and all of that. So basically what everyone's opinion is, and it's just leave it alone. Don't do nothing with it. Don't do a sequel or anything like that. And I'm inclined to agree with that because I feel like sequels sometimes, just like in books, they don't measure up to the original. And, like, I don't think anyone could ever make a sequel of Scarface. What would you do with it? Even though most of the main characters are dead. But would you like to see Soul Food 2 on the big screen?
No, not at all.
You say leave it alone?
I think certain things do need to be left alone. Certain things you need. Because I'm not even really into some of the remakes they do, let alone sequels.
You know, I felt that way about, and it was really confirmed for me when I saw it, but when I was so excited when I saw that they were making a sequel to The Best Man, and then when I saw it, I'm just like, I didn't see what all the hype was about. It had some. I hated the way it ended because Mia ended up dying, but they didn't need it. That's just the way I felt. They didn't need it. They didn't need a part two, and it's supposedly a part three in the making also.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a part three in the making.
And that's what I mean by, like, especially the last movie, y'all, they didn't make a remake of it until almost 20 years later. So why now do another sequel to it? And I don't think it's been 3 or 4 years since then. I just think that some things you just leave alone. The Best Man, the very first one, was a classic movie. Some things need to stand alone.
How you going to make a sequel to Soul Food with Vivica Fox playing somebody's grandma? Because I'm pretty sure she's going to be somebody's, her son. Pretty sure her son don't have a baby by now, looking like somebody's little sister. Face off.
I don't know, Kiana.
22.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why Vivica did that first. Well, I mean, I do know why. She wanted to stay relevant in Hollywood. She wanted to still. I heard that Jada even went and took her implants out.
I love Jada. Did you see their trailer that's going around that's supposed to be the trailer for the Coldest Winter Ever movie, finally? Have you seen that trailer? Jada, you know, she's
somebody
supposed to have all the rights to. Yeah, Jada Pinkett and Will Smith are supposed to have bought the rights to make the movie. They had been bought the rights. You know, she had been talking about that for years. It was been supposed to come out. But now there's a trailer going around, and it has Megan Good and Lauren London in them in it. Somebody posted it in the group. I'm going to have to post it for you.
Yeah, post it on my wall. I never even knew that there was a movie in the making. I swear I did.
Yeah. Supposed to be a movie coming out in 2016. Finally supposed to be here. The movie, now, I ain't going to lie, the trailer looks sucky because I think the book should have been left alone, just like it shouldn't have had a sequel. The sequel was okay, but it just didn't go with the book, with the first book to me. It made the character in the sequel totally crazy. No, A Deeper Love Inside, Portia's story. It's actually the real sequel. It actually says the Coldest Winter Ever sequel on it. The last one she came out with. At Midnight, that was so ridiculous.
I was so disappointed with Midnight that I wasn't checking for a Deeper Love. I didn't even bother to even look and see when it was released.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of books and disappointment, guess who I got coming up in the group the first weekend in November? I think you're going to enjoy it.
Takara
Yes. We're discussing Devout one night, and then the next night we're going to discuss Power
to
Be.
I'm going to be there.
I have not read, and that's because I think at the time I was writing, and I try to read different genres when I'm writing, but I would definitely, I'll probably be the first one in the group, in the room that day. You make sure you tag me. Because I'm going to have to go read Devout before the discussion again. Not that I don't remember every single juicy detail about that book. It's just because I just want to read that book again. I'm going to tell you the thing about authors like Takara Allen, real authors. Writers, because that girl can write. When I read her work, she makes me want to go back into the writing lab and step my game up, because I know it was the first thing that I read from her, and I read Restricted too also. But when I read Devout, I'm like, she really took it there. She took it there. She had me, and I just like anybody else that loves the villains in my book, that damn Denny, it was something about him. And I told you at the time while I was reading it, the person that came to mind was that guy that was on Love & Hip Hop New York that time. I can't think of his name now. He was light-skinned, the big, tall, light-skinned dude. I can't think of his name. But that's who I saw D-Rock as. And, girl, just some of those scenes. And I'm not even talking about the sex scenes, and they were good too. But, like, the dialogue and that chemistry that he had with Nikki, I love that book. That girl is a writer. I mean, a serious writer. And I was so pissed off. And I'm like, okay, why am I upset? And this is not even my book. But I seen a damn cover that said Thicker Than Water. And I'm sorry, anybody that is in this genre or this literary world, whatever you want to call what we got going on now, but you would have to be living under a rock to know that she did not already have a series titled Thicker Than Water. So why would you do that? I'm so tired of all of the title jacking. But yes, honey.
You know, somebody did her like that too with The Power of the V. Somebody did
that
too.
I actually
hit the author, Raven, and said, do you know that's Takara Allen's title? And you know what she told me? She said, no, it's not her title. Hers is the power of the V, and mine is There's Power in the V. I said, oh, okay, because you changed the word. It's not her title.
Yeah. That's basically what that is. Yeah. And that burns
that's horrible.
Me up because it is. Take your time and just be more original. And if he would be like, well, imitation is the highest form of flattery, I don't believe that. I think that that gives you license to be creatively useless. That's it. That just gives you the okay to say, okay, well, I love her so much or I love him so much, I'm a piggyback off it. Mm-mm. You're being lazy. Creatively lazy.
Imitation is the simplest way to say fuck your idea, in my opinion.
And, yeah, I'm going to take it. We're going to share.
Yeah.
This is ours, man. But, yeah, when I saw that, I was like, for real? Like, for real? But, that's why I don't I can't. But, yeah, I did see that she was going to be in the group, and I was very, very, very excited. You know, it ain't too many authors that I really follow their work because it's just so watered down now. It's ridiculous. But I like Sakira, and I like her writing style. I like her creativity. She's a writer. We absolutely do. We absolutely do got to get her on a Tuesday night show. We absolutely do. I don't know when is the discussion, because maybe I don't know. Well, you know you the coordinator, so I'm sure you'll work it out because you know you will stalk somebody inbox.
Baby. Because I'm going to tell you who's inbox. Stalking Carl Weber because he got the movie coming out. And I went and looked at it.
I don't like that drama.
He got some real actors in it,
but it just, they not really acting to me. I've seen the trailer. I'm sorry. I wasn't impressed. I was not impressed because I think with some people, it's okay to go with some unknown. And I wasn't impressed. I just think that it could have been a better realm of actors. And to be perfectly honest, and I'm not knocking him, because if this had been produced by anybody white or whatever, when I'm giving honest critique about something, I don't take in consideration that, you know, oh, well, that's another black author or that's just somebody black, period. No, I'm going to have an opinion all the way around. But it just looks low budget to me. And that's just my opinion. It just looks like, it does. It looks like,
I haven't seen the trailer. I don't know. I haven't even looked at the trailer.
Okay. Go look at the trailer. And to me, it just reads like a Tyler Perry story. Now, I'm not saying that I don't like some of Tyler Perry movies or his television shows or whatever, but it just seems too cookie cutter to me. And the acting just wasn't what to me it could have. You know, when you have two black men that are getting ready to get into an altercation, and it's just a way about them that they go about doing. Ain't a whole bunch of talking and a whole bunch of back and forth, but just the one scene that I had saw of the man that came to the man in 3B's place because he found out that his wife was messing with him.
Damn.
It just wasn't a believable scene. I'm sorry. It just looks like it's low budget. The audio on it wasn't very good. Even the quality of, you know how you, and you said this before, that one of the reasons why you really couldn't get into Tyler Perry stuff is because everything looks low budget.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that trailer. That's the first thing that came to mind when I saw that trailer.
But I read the book, and I'm actually going to go to Detroit to go see the movie. I'm going to go see it. I'm actually excited to see it now.
Why do you have to go all the way to Detroit to see it?
It's not playing here, and I'm actually going to Hood Books. Shout out to Hood Books. I love that store. Miss Michael Moore, they're having a book signing that Saturday. Then that Sunday, you know, one of the actors in it, Christian Keys, he's a signed author with Irving. And we're all going to go. My book club got invited to go and watch the movie with them. So we're going down to watch the movie with the guy in it and now.
Yeah, girl, okay. I'm gonna put some wings on your back and some skates on your feet, cause I swear you be on the damn go.
So
we're
gonna go down there.
I'm gonna call
it.
You Tom Joyner, the female version. You know, they used to call him the fly jock because he would finish his show and be on a plane to go somewhere. Steve Harvey does that now. He has to, you know, take different flights and stuff throughout the day to go and do all of the things that he's in. So his show, the Family Feud, and then his daytime talk show. Yeah, he's a busy man.
Now, speaking of movie, I did hear that that White House movie was really low budget, and it wasn't all that.
White House movie?
That A&J movie, Ashley Andrew Quavers movie. I did hear it was really, really low budget when it hit the screen last year.
You know what? I could not. At first, I didn't know who you were. I'm thinking this was an actual movie in the theaters because I was like, wait a minute, didn't they make that movie already? Because I was thinking about Jamie Foxx and Tatum Channing, or is it Channing Tatum, whatever his name is. I call him Mr. Magic Mike. That's what I call him with his sex ass.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about Ashley and Jaquavis. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they sold enough money to pay their authors.
Damn.
You know, somebody inboxed me the other day, and not that, you know, when I post anything in groups, I'm not doing it because I'm trying to be controversial. You know, I'm doing it because I'm stating my opinion. That's it. I'm stating my opinion. So somebody had inboxed me and said, you know, that was very unprofessional of you. And I don't get too many inboxes like that. So when I do get one or two here there throughout the year, I'm okay. Yes, I'm okay with that. But see, this is what I told them, and I'm pretty sure they block. And I haven't even went back and looked to see if I was even still friends with them, because this was a reader who was once a reader turned author now. But she said, you know, that was very unprofessional of me to say what I said about Ashley and Jaquavis. I said, you're saying that about Ashley and Jaquavis because you're starstruck. To me, Ashley and Jaquavis are authors. They're writers. They wrote a book just like I did. And the same way I would talk about anybody else that was not paying their authors, robbing them blind, I'm going to say what I want to about them. Like, do people really think that because somebody has sold X amount of books or on the New York Times bestseller list that, you know, you can't speak on them whatsoever? And I started to text her back, get the GOF out my damn inbox for that stupidness, because, you know, I don't know who may have put you up to this today, but this ain't really what you want. And like I said, I don't do that often. I only, just like that time when that Bankroll Squad had made that damn book about Trayvon Martin right after he passed away and had his name on the cover and had used his picture and all of that, I was swole. Because for one, who gives you the right to feel like that you can even do that, that you can capitalize off of somebody's death? And how is this supposed to bring justice to his family? And then so, and matter of fact, Shan, wherever she is, she ain't answered me yet. She ain't never come back to the post, because that shit is wrong. Y'all are wrong. How are you going to make money off of somebody else's tragedy? But like I said, it's not too many times that I speak on what others are doing, because I really don't care. But Ashley and Jaquavis did not pay some of their authors. And too many people have already kind of confirmed that. And you know, social media nowadays, all it takes is just one post. And even if you take that post down, you better take it down before somebody has had an opportunity to screenshot it or to screen shoot it. But, yeah, girl, that was very unprofessional of me. But this is the thing, though, and this is what I don't understand about people that just really, really go so hard. Now, I know I had my opinions about Bill Cosby, because that's personally what I felt at the time when everything was going on. But I'm not going to go anywhere and just be a Bill Cosby spokesperson and debate with nobody back and forth. Some of these people, and I ain't talking about just readers, I'm talking about people who follow stars or who are intrigued by them, they go off, like, will go off like they are best friends with these people. And for real, to be honest, they don't care nothing about you. They don't care nothing about you. They want your coins. That's pretty much it. So, and that's just how I feel or felt about that person that was in my inbox. Like, you're a fan. You're starstruck.
I can't believe they inboxed you.
Yeah, girl, yeah. You know, I done had over the years all kind of crazy inboxes. And it's one particular guy that just won't stop inboxing me. It won't stop poking me. And when I got it last week, I had said the next time he does it, I'ma tag his ass on Facebook. And hopefully he got a woman somewhere and be like, can you please tell him stop poking me, please? Because it's just annoying. You know, I don't even want a notification that I've been poked, because aren't we grown? If you have something that you want to say to somebody, can't you just say it? Like, why do you got to do that to
me? I don't like that poke. I don't like that poke stuff either.
Because
I don't
what does it really it. Mean? Some people say it's somebody saying what's up, or what are you? If you were to poke somebody, Kiana, what would you be poking them for?
Well,
are you
I don't
poking
know.
Them
you
to
poke
let
me,
them
I...
know you want to poke?
I don't know. If you poke me, I'm punching you. You know, that's how I feel. You poke me. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't poke a punch.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But that's why I try to do what I can. Now, some days, social media is fun. It's funny and it's exciting. Let me bring, because it's almost, ooh, Lillian, we got 4 minutes and we have a hand up. So let's see. 6185, good morning. Thank you for calling in. Truth be told, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from Philadelphia. I was listening to you guys, and you guys touched on a lot of interesting topics, but one of my questions that I have to ask is in regards to the Bill Cosby situation. Do you think that us as black women, do you think more of us as women should speak about what's going on with this situation?
Yes.
Kiana, you want to answer that first? Go ahead.
I do. I think we do, and I think that everybody needs to stop putting so much faith in him because he's, as black women, we need to stop putting so much faith in him just because he's a black man.
Well, it's not so much just putting faith in him, but if we look at the fact that they're coming out now, I'm not, I can't say whether he did it or not, but I look at the fact that even if he did those things back then, if he was in a point at that time, he had that celebrity status. So they should have been came forward with that information because they could have benefited more at that time, but they didn't. So right now we're seeing so many different women coming out now. Like, how are we supposed to look at that?
From the beginning when it was first announced, and me and Kiana, we were doing the show then, and from the very beginning, respectively, we both have had very different opinions about that whole thing, and we're able to debate about it, in a respectful way, and then at the end of the day say that we agree to disagree. Now, what my mother told me, and I'm going to try to make this real quick so that Blog Talk doesn't cut us off, is that she said, you know what, I'm going to tell you why you don't believe it, Keisha, and that's my real name. She said, because for years you sat back and you watched The Cosby Show, and Bill Cosby was a father figure to you. And in a sense, I never thought about it like that. And I was like, yeah, I think everybody wanted Heathcliff Huxtable to be their father because he was entertaining, he was stern where he had to be, but he was just a good all-around good guy, and that was something that we needed in the black community, especially, people that had kids without fathers present. But my thing with the whole situation now, and I agree wholeheartedly with you, is why now?
Right.
Why
and I'm not
now?
Saying he's innocent or not. I'm just saying, like, now everybody, so many different women are coming out, and it makes you think, like, why now with so many? Like, what's the agenda here?
Yeah. Well, I told you what the theory has been, or I said, because I see that you were on with us earlier and then you came back. I think, it was put out there that he was trying to organize, rally up a group of people to start his own network, because he just said that he just wanted to see more positive things on TV for Black people. And once that came out, then all of the, you know, everything else just resurfaced again. They tried to put it on the fact that it was a comedian that brought all of this stuff to the forefront again. But I think it was a very well orchestrated plan to destroy this man. And they have. I think a lot of those women that are coming forth, I think that, yeah, they may have had some relations with him, because at that time he was Bill Cosby.
Exactly.
But I also think a lot of things that took place was voluntary. And, you know, who can say other than the people that were there? But that's just my theory. But I'm pretty sure as the weeks to come, because that hasn't been put to bed yet. Actually, someone is bringing legal action towards him that may even cause him to have to go to court and testify about the situation all over again. So we're going to have more conversation and dialogue about it. But I thank you for getting up with us this morning, and we're back again tomorrow morning. So if you have some time on your morning drive or just getting up early in the morning, then join us again. But I really appreciate you pressing one and giving your opinion.
Okay, thank you so much for hearing me out.
You're welcome.
Yeah, be sure to tune
in.
Have
a great day. Yes.
Yeah, have a great day.
Well, Kiana, child, I tell you, hour and a half goes by so fast, but I guess when you're having fun, that's all that matters.
Yes.
But, yeah, we're right at 7:30, and we don't want Blog Talk to cut us off, so.
Yeah,
everybody listening, join us tomorrow. I need you to start stalking Takira Allen's inbox right there so that we can get her on, if not next Tuesday, the following Tuesday. I would be so looking forward to that. But
tomorrow we can talk about the BET Awards. You know the BET Awards come on tonight.
Girl, don't force me to watch them, because you know I don't do award shows, but I might peek at it a little bit. But I also want to talk about, too, the lack of coverage of the Million Man March on BET, because you know that's what's circulating around now. I've seen a sign that said FBET. And,
yes.
You know, in a sense, they kind of got a point, like, really seriously. We didn't expect media coverage on a lot of the other outlets, but BET, for real. So, yeah, we got a lot more to chop up about tomorrow, so join us, and I think this is about it. You know, I like this song so much. I said I was gonna Google it and see who it was by, but I'm gonna take us out with it for however long Blog Talk will keep us on the air. But thanks for joining us, everybody. Peace.
Thanks for joining
us.
Bye.
And I was an outcast in grade school, outblasting my outcast. And now path, I'm running to catch a route pass. Give me a pen and a pad, I'm trying to outlast all of my idols. American in the foreign arts. Before the foreign cars and the boring bars. Money, 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 sex, drugs in the foreign arts. All this kidding, look where the body's at. All this money, where the Bugatti's at. But dig a little deeper and you find another insecure man sitting in a two-seater. The same little boy that got beat up. Plenty pains in his past you can bring up. Nobody ever told him that he could be more than he is. But it's God, he's the leader. Yeah, I didn't know who was inside me either. Striving to be the captain, hoping I could date a cheerleader. Trying to get me a throne of my own so I could put my feet up. Thank God my kingdom was overthrown by the soul redeemer. Yeah, anomaly. Deviation from the common rule. Something or somebody that's abnormal and doesn't fit in. I say that's exactly what we are. We are the odd, the outcast, the peculiar, the strangers. And they say, we don't fit in. But I say we are exactly who God created us to be.
Anomaly.
The system didn't plan for this.